This is John's Gem number 122, again drawn from the first three verses of chapter 1 of the book of Revelation. Jesus, when will it all happen? As we read this book, we have an immediate problem with the question, when is it all going to happen? John starts straight off with what must soon take place, and the time is near. But here we are, nearly 2,000 years later, and it still has not happened. If it is the end of the age, as we shall soon see that in John's thinking it is, it has not happened. And, as you may well know, the idea that the return of Jesus to this world as a conquering king is a common idea throughout the New Testament writings, and almost always expected soon. On the other hand, you will probably also be too well aware there are many people prepared to make forecasts of when it will all end. In the 1980s, I heard a preacher who confidently predicted that Jesus would return within the next 12 months. Then I heard that our church had booked him to come and speak next year. That's all too much of an amusing story. But the difficult part was that there was a lad in our church about to go to university who was asking what the point was if Jesus was coming so soon. That is the danger of such things said by irresponsible preachers who have never come to terms with Jesus saying, at about that day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. That's Mark chapter 13 and verse 32. Let me share my own vision of how this can be. As we progress through life, we are moving along a long and comparatively narrow tunnel, which is this world. Outside it, almost visible through the thin walls of the tunnel, is the kingdom of God. In the far distance, showing us only a small blob of light, is the end of the tunnel, which is the end of the world in which we are in. But the walls of the tunnel are so thin, it is obvious that we could break out, or the kingdom could break in at any moment. Indeed, one day we shall break out as we die and go to be with the Lord, because the thinness of the tunnel walls. It is entirely reasonable to use words like soon and near for that moment of breakout. We think, but we do not know, that the end is the point of light, so far away at the end of the tunnel. I hope that picture will help you.